Well, coronavirus notwithstanding, today saw many students around the country head back to school by bus or maybe train, perhaps their parents' car. But some are forced to make massive interstate plane trips to get their education, among them secondary students at Haast's Bluff in Central Australia. The remote community's school finishes at year six, so high school means a long two-leg haul to boarding schools. Oliver Gordon reports.
Gina Butler is a 13-year-old from Haast Bluff, a small community of about 300 people, 250 kilometres west of Alice Springs. And tell me about what you're going to do tomorrow.
Going back to school.
How are you going to get there?
On the plane. Then on the other plane, Qantas.
Having recently finished her primary schooling, Gina is heading to Healesville in Victoria, where she'll attend a boarding school called Warrawa College. For kids like Gina, the transition to high school is particularly dramatic. There's no high school in her community, meaning she has to move a long way away to continue her education.
It's such a hard one going from year six to, say, year seven and saying, well, do these students go away or should they stay in their own communities?
Ian Herbin is the principal of Haast Bluff School and has been working in education for over 35 years. He's glad there are options for his graduating Year 6 students, but says he often sees students who move away to further their education return to Haast Bluff just weeks later.
Yes, look, you do unfortunately see, you know, children slip through the cracks for so many reasons that I think that's what makes it so hard, is that there's not one particular reason as to why. It's because of where we live out in these rural communities, there's quite a bit of transition going from one school to another, and it's a big transition then going from year six, if you're going away to a school, you're going to a completely different environment to what you've grown up in, so that makes it very hard for some of our students.
One person who knows this transition well is Haast Bluff School teaching assistant Jeffrey Zimran. Years ago, he left his hometown to get a secondary education. Now he's watching his daughter do the same.
She's been doing really well, and I've been putting a lot of support on her.
His daughter's now in her second year of high school, and allowances are made for her to return home for certain cultural obligations.
Yeah, sometimes when there's a sorry business happening in the community, or if your families are part of that sorry business, sometimes they get to come back to be with family at sorry times. And that's one of the good things, that once they're sober, get to go back and go back to study. Yeah.
Students like Jeffrey's daughter are soon to be the subject of a federal government review into remote and complex education. Member for Bendigo Lisa Chesters is part of the committee that hopes to find ways to make it easier for remote students to graduate Year 12.
We've got to do something. The statistics for kids in regional and remote areas and their educational outcome are pretty dire, as they are for the whole of our country when we compare ourselves to international ratings and standards. So we've got to do something to lift the standards.
For Gina, the young student who is looking out over the vast desert plains for the charter plane that will take her to school, the nerves are kicking in. How do you feel about living in Healesville when you're from Haast Bluff?
I feel like coming back home.
So you feel nervous about living over there?
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't feel like home.
Haast Bluff student Gina Butler, who's set to start high school this week, speaking with our reporter Oliver Gordon.